Talk Live, and we will take your calls about anything you want here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. The Weeb tonight includes me, Ian.
And Brett.
Brett is here courtesy of the School Sucks Project. And Brett, tonight you brought something to the table that I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to. That is, if they went to a kind of a Prussian-based style school system.
Yeah.
Topic about homework.
Absolutely. You want to lead off with that?
Let's jump right into
that.
Because
I think there might be some good practical value for, obviously, there's a lot of people in the audience who have to send their kids to public school.
Or maybe they're still in school. We do have some younger listeners as well.
Yeah, and private school and charter school. They all have agreed on this homework thing, that's a good idea.
It's
fairly ubiquitous. Yeah, that's what the story is about tonight. Homework can turn your kid into a stressed-out wreck, researchers say.
All right.
So that's not just me, the host of some anti-school podcast, saying that. Researchers. Are saying it. It's from reason.com. The author is J.D. Tusiel, I'm guessing.
I don't know how you're pronouncing it.
Yeah, I'm guessing on the pronunciation. Yeah, Tusiel, that sounds right. Sending your kid to school can be frustrating as hell. Top-down mandates and the reality that your child is just one among a roomful can restrict your options, even when you're lucky enough to have options from which to pick. Despite the variety of public, private, and charter schools near me, all of the parents I know complain that their kids have too much damn homework. Now, when we complain to teachers and administrators, we'll be armed with research suggesting that professional educators are trying to turn our kids into socially stunted weirdos.
Well, I don't think that's their intention, right? I mean, the educators, I think, genuinely want to help kids learn, and this is the way it's always been done, so load them up with homework.
You know, that's actually an interesting idea right there. Because I've said that on my show so many times. You know, educators, they have the best of intentions. You know,
I believe that.
And they're kind of sucked into this, they get into this profession because they want to help kids. Mm. And I remember I said it to my mom one time. My mom was a teacher from like the early 70s until when I was born. She taught in an inner city school in Pennsylvania outside Philadelphia. And she said, it's not why I got into teaching.
Really?
She said, when I went to see the career counselor in high school, they said, you're a woman, so you can be secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. And that was 1960s. So obviously that's not the case today anymore. But you have to think that over the course of the 20th century, a lot of people were just kind of relegated to teaching because they were female.
And is that where homework came from?
Well, I think that it just speaks to the not all teachers enter the profession with, oh, I can't wait to make a difference for kids. And I remember when I was a young professional, I was working in a private school, a lot of people were urging a lot of us to go and work for the government. They said, go get a government job. You know, the benefits are insane.
And pay's better, too.
Yeah,
right?
And the pay is better. So it wasn't about making a difference. It was like people know that it's a well-paying, high-benefited job.
And that attracts
a lot of people, too. Now, I think there are, I would still say that a majority of people go into school for good intentions. And they kind of become victims of the system, too, just like the kids do. But I've had to kind of back away, you know, hearing this anecdote from my mom and looking into it a little more after that, from this idea that everybody is going there with the best of intentions.
I certainly would agree that not everyone is. Mm-hmm. There's obviously some people who are seeking a sweet job with great bennies.
Yeah.
Or there are some who might feel like they're not qualified for anything else. You know, those who can do, those who can't teach, the old saying.
Yeah.
So there are probably some who saw it as an easy career path. But most of them, when you ask them, in my experience, will say they wanted to help
kids. Oh, boy. Yes, they certainly will. And you know, they don't realize. I remember there was some budget issues in New Hampshire a couple of years ago, and we took some cameras up to Concord, Jason Talley and I, and a few other people. And we were shooting some footage, and I confronted I think she was an elementary school teacher. And I felt so bad for her because she had no idea, you know, what was going on with the budget. She didn't understand all that. None of that had ever been explained to them. A lot of the teachers had been made to feel like they were victims. And she's like, I have three kids. I have, you know, health insurance that I need to get. I don't know any other way that that would be possible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're kind of sucked in and made into dependents. And, I mean, you saw it. You attended meetings here recently here in Keene for school board and school budget-related matters.
Right. I mean, they become a political football, essentially, at that point. Not only are they dependent on the system, but they're also being used by the people in that system. And some of them use the system. I mean, some of them do know what's going on, and they're very interested in increasing the benefits and things like that. But, yeah, I can see that others would who were just in the kind of the realm to teach then all of a sudden discover all these this political play that is going around, happening constantly around them, whether it's budgets or contracts and unions. And there's a lot of politics that that goes on there, and that's got to be, for some of them, it has to be distasteful.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, too, that I noticed from what just happened and other things I've seen in other places related to school politics is the perception of threat. Like, you went to these meetings with a relatively small, relatively powerless, dare I say, compared to the teachers' union group of people.
12 people versus about 90.
And just even introducing the idea that school budgets could be lower, school boards could have less power, you know, more power could be in the hands of the people, you know, allegedly.
Not only that, I introduced the idea that the teachers should run the schools. I mean, that's what I'd like to see happen, ideally, because I think that when, you know, small government people come into these meetings, they're derided due to the idea that they want to cut the budgets. Well, look, how about this? How about you teachers could just run and own the school? We'll just give you the school. Just cede it to the teachers. All the property, the classrooms, the buses, everything. Whatever school they're working for, whatever government school we're talking about, give it to the staff. Not just the teachers, the janitors, the administrators. Give everybody an equal share in the operation and the ownership of the school. And then set them free of the government system and let them sink or swim as the market may dictate. Then they would truly be rewarded based on their abilities. And they would have full control over their curriculum. They wouldn't have any, you know, state or federal control at that point that would be telling them what to do. And, of course, I was told my idea was illegal and out of order.
Well, that's an easy way to dismiss it, because your idea is a threat. Because remember, you're talking about schools now, but those people that you're talking to about your idea, they were schooled too. Mm-hmm. And their schooling didn't prepare them for that kind of independence, for control, or responsibility.
That's true.
It prepared them to fit themselves into a pre-existing machine at some point where they're at probably an insignificant level. Somebody will tell them what to do. Somebody will tell them how to do it.
Do your job.
Yeah.
And get a paycheck.
And unfortunately,
and then retire after 30 years or whatever.
Yeah, that's most people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, education, and there's others. Other ones is too. Government work, police work, military work, psychiatry. These are obedient professions. And I think people overlook how much obedience there is. Mm. And it doesn't take many nefarious people or many, you know, plans that aren't great for the public at large to really screw things up, because almost everybody participating in these systems or these institutions is very obedient, and they don't ask a lot of questions of whoever is above them. I remember, I worked in a boarding school that I found out they were into all kinds of things that were questionable as my time there went on. But when I was, you know, 21 or 22 and new at that job, it was easy to just do what I was told. I didn't want to, ask questions. I didn't want to rock the boat. Yeah, I figured, hey, if they're getting paid more than me and they're in a higher position and they've been here longer than me, that's three reasons why they know more than me, and I shouldn't question them. And that was certainly reinforced, too. You know, and a lot of these types of institutions, private or public, not really encouraged to question the system. So
the toll-free number here tonight, if you'd like to add to the discussion, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue. I'm sure there's a little bit, because we kind of go off on a tangent. Is there more about the homework thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
We're going to dig further into that also. We'll take your calls about anything. If you want, you may bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Skype us at username lrn.fm. Plus, I've got some school, since we're on the topic, I've got some school-related stories. Yet another young teenage male is in trouble for having a knife in his car at school. and he's like a trained EMT as well. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online. You can create the content that you find there on the front page of the website. Everything that you see there has been placed there by listeners like you. You find something online that you think is interesting, outrageous, fun, exciting, whatever you like. You can submit it right to the front page of freetalklive.com. It can then be voted upon by other Free Talk Live listeners, and then ultimately we will see and know what you think is interesting. So go and take a moment. You do need to have a Reddit account and a freetalklive.com account, and then you can link those two accounts together. It only takes you just a moment to do these things, and then you'll be good to go for submitting content and voting any old time at freetalklive.com. Now, also, coffee.freetalklive.com. If you're a coffee drinker, we're looking for 1,000 people like you to hook up with a free pound of the best of the best coffee from BuzzBox. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound. You do have to pay for the shipping cost, but the pound itself will cost you nothing. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and there's a mission behind this company. What they're doing is, if they can get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, they'll be able to finance 100 microloans through World Vision. They're helping change lives by allowing people around the world to buy into their co-op, as well as providing other microloans that are helping people start their own businesses in other parts of the world. So you can help us out and help them out by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get that free pound. You can cancel your subscription at any time. Again, you just pay shipping. You get a free pound of very high-quality coffee from BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com. We're going to get deeper into the subject of homework and how bad of a thing it is.
Sure.
Brett, that's the story that you brought in tonight. But first, we've got Dennis on the line in New Hampshire. You can bring up what you want. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Greetings, gentlemen. So
hey there.
There were a couple of very historic things that happened in the New Hampshire House of Representatives today. I thought I'd share the happy news.
Please.
So just today, in the House of Representatives, they voted by a veto-proof margin to end the death penalty in this state.
Whoa! That's huge.
I was very happy to say that, because that doesn't make it a law now, but that's certainly something like that happening by a veto-proof margin in either chamber, particularly in the House, portends very, very well for the repeal of that particular dastardly law.
Well, now, the veto-proof, meaning that two-thirds?
Yes.
So two-thirds of the state House voted for this, and that sends a message, right? I mean, that sends the message up the chain to the governor's office, and to a lesser extent, the Senate. That sends the message that this is what people want, that people are sick of the death penalty. They want it to go away. And by the way, New Hampshire rarely uses its death penalty, so
yeah,
it's almost a formality at this point. But the thing they do use it for is people who kill police officers, apparently. And so apparently there's one guy who's sitting on death row in New Hampshire. And so why it is that police officers get special treatment over average people, I think, is another issue and very, very wrong. I don't think they're any better than anyone else. So I'm glad to hear about that. And presumably that will put some level of political pressure on both the Senate and the governor to let this thing go through, right?
It does. I mean, what it really means is that, you know, in the Senate, it's a lot more political than it is in the House. In the House, it's a lot more about people just kind of voting their conscience, really. But in the Senate, it's a lot more horse trading goes on. And what this means is that someone who really wants to kill this bill, someone who really wants to preserve the death penalty, is going to have to expend that much more political capital to get what they want, to where it makes it a lot less likely that they're going to bother expending it. So
I see.
It's a very good thing.
Excellent.
Also, the same thing.
No, wait. One more question. One more question about the two-thirds thing. Is it two-thirds of the total of the House? So there's 400 House members in New Hampshire. Or is it only two-thirds of those who vote?
Of those who vote that day.
Okay, because, yeah, a lot of times there's a bunch of people who aren't even there. Okay, very good. So the other thing that you wanted to share.
Marijuana decriminalization also passed the same chamber, again, by a veto-proof margin.
Wow, also huge news.
That had never happened before.
Actually, we've been passing through the House of Representatives decriminalization consistently now for years.
But by slim, but usually the margins are slim, right? If I remember correctly, right, Dennis?
It's one of these cases where every 2 years the bill comes up, and every 2 years it gains more and more people. It's one of these cases where you're just changing hearts and minds bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
To the point now where it's this lovely veto-proof margin pretty much every time through the House. And one of the
so it has passed with a veto-proof margin previously?
Yes. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'd have to check, but I know that it's been like an increasing every time thing.
Where has it bombed out? I mean, has it been bombing in the Senate? Has it been failing there previously?
Either the Senate and or the governor. And typically it's one of these cases where the governor says, don't let this hit my desk. I don't want to see this. And then the Senate tries to scupper right before it gets to the governor's desk.
But do you think it's going to be different this time?
I do. Partially because of the composition. There are more Democrats, and this tends to be more of a Democrat thing.
Isn't it a Republican who wrote the bill?
Here's the greatest thing. One of the people who spoke in favor of the bill was the leader of the House Republican Alliance, a guy named Representative Baldessaro. And this guy, the first time I ever ran into this guy was at a Liberty Forum event where they were taking people up to the State House to, like, have them, you know, tour the State House. And he was one of the reps that was touring, and, you know, taking people around. He's an ex-Marine. He's the most sort of gung-ho Marine USA kind of guy that you can imagine, right? Mm-hmm. And the first time he's up there, and the libertarians, you know, the Free Standers, libertarians, and Liberty Forum goers are asking him about, you know, marijuana decriminalization because, you know, New Hampshire's supposed to be all live free or die or whatever. And he was just right away like, no, that's you know, out of the question, unthinkable. Don't even talk to me about that S word. That is just, you know, that's not responsible. Boom, 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 boom. And here we are, 5 years later. This guy is in front of the House in favor of decriminalizing. So
that's a huge success story.
One by one, hearts and minds, one by one, over a long period of time where they hear the message from people who they think are reasonable, who are making sense, even if they start off completely opposed. It's that libertarian message that you guys give on Free Talk all the time. Mm-hmm. And we wear them down just over and over with logic. It works.
I mean, it works here in New Hampshire because these people, you can actually talk to them. I mean, as you pointed out, this guy was at the Liberty Forum State House tour. This year, he was at the Liberty Forum. I saw him walking around. I didn't see you, Dennis, but I saw him walking around and talking with people, and there were several state reps that were attending the Liberty Forum this year, Liberty Forum being the yearly event that the Free State Project puts on to kind of show off some of the successes of New Hampshire and bring people together. But, you know, there's constantly Free State Project participants and liberty lovers in the State House who are speaking to these panels and these committees. In fact, usually, I've been there almost every week up until just recently when there haven't been very many like times where we can go and speak. But when they were doing the hearings where we could talk, I've been there every week. And usually you go in and you go into one of these hearings and it's Free Staters and bureaucrats. And those are the two perspectives that are being shared with these committees. Dennis, can you hang on to continue the discussion here in a moment?
I got a question.
All right, stand by. More with Dennis Goddard here. He's with the Free State Project. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, we've got to talk about the subject that Brent brought up at the beginning of the show, homework, and a study that has been done that shows that it can be really detrimental your children. So we can get into that, and also your calls come first. So we're going to go back to your phone calls here at 855-450-FREE. Want to remind you about the Free State Project. It is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime to get together with other people who think like you, because you can actually have an impact. As we were talking about with Dennis Goddard, who's one of the earlier movers for the Free State Project, I am also an early mover. Brett, I guess technically you're an early mover, even though you were born here.
Technically, yeah. Well, I moved here very early in 1980.
Yes.
And grew up here and then moved away and then joined the FSP and moved back.
So a lot of people are coming here. Over 1,500 are already here in New Hampshire. These are people who understand what freedom means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anyone else. And we're starting to see some real wins in the state house. People are getting elected. They're having an impact on the system. And also outside of the system, they're having an impact through things like civil disobedience, non-cooperation, creating media that's changing hearts and minds. There's just so much to do. It's a big project, and we're looking to have 20,000 people move here. Again, over 1,500 are already here, and the official move hasn't even begun. The move doesn't begin until we reach 20,000 people who have pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire. Over 15,500 have made that pledge, so we're well on the way, over 75% of the way there. So you can join us and join the fun over at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, Dennis, I know Brett had a question for you, but I want to get one more thing out here. You'd called in to let us know the good news out of the State House. Apparently today they voted overwhelmingly by a veto-proof margin for decriminalization of cannabis, as well as ending the death penalty. Now, those are two issues that are very important to liberty-minded people. This is a major success story, and I'm glad that you called to share that with us. But it's not all good news today, is it, Dennis? I saw somebody post on Facebook, Jay Freeville posted, that apparently they also voted to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour.
Yeah, it's always a double-edged sword when you get one political party or the other, and this is one of them. My guess is that raising the minimum wage is not going to actually pass, but that's just a guess. It's one of those things that it could happen. But it's one of these cases where it's largely symbolic anyways. The minimum wage in the state of New Hampshire is already defined, and it's far below the federal minimum wage. So I believe what the bill does is raise it up to the federal minimum wage. So the net effect is no actual impact on the economy, though I still don't like the bill.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not perfect. Politics is a messy process, but I think what you've described earlier is it shows that people's minds, at least the politicians' minds in New Hampshire, can be changed. You talked about a particular politician, Al Baldessaro, who 5 years ago was vehemently against decriminalizing cannabis, and now you said he was speaking in front of the State House for decriminalization of cannabis, just as an example of the kind of the political evolution of one of the other creatures of the State House, and there are 400 of them. It's an interesting process. Brett, you had a question for Dennis Goddard.
Yeah, when we were talking about that in the last segment, Dennis used a couple of phrases. One was winning hearts and minds, and one, correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, but I felt like you said something like wearing people down with logic. And yeah, my question for you, I figured you'd be a really good resource for this question, and maybe it will help me better understand something that I talk about a lot very negatively on my show. Ian was saying during the break that obviously, you know, Keene and Concord used to butt heads a lot more on the politics issue, and Ian said that you were very persuasive for him. One of the things that I've said to my audience many times is that politics is not a good place to introduce these new ideas to people, because from my experience, just in conversation and observation, it seems like people go to politics to be angry and to wish bad things upon their enemies. And it seems like a tough arena to introduce new ideas. So you've been very, very persistent for a long time. I mean, we met each other back in 2010, and I know you were involved back then. So I was wondering if you could speak to your ability or your successes with actually building relationships that contribute to a success story like the one, what was this rep's name?
Al Baldessaro.
Al Baldessaro. Do you find that you're able to build relationships with people in this arena that leads to them changing over time?
You use this word politics like it means something. There are so many meanings to that word and so many contexts in which it could be applied. I think if you're going door to door trying to talk about a candidate, or you're at some kind of a political sine wave, no, there's no conversation there, really. That's not a place to introduce a concept. And even when a politician tries to introduce a new idea in like a debate or something, if you see, say, Ron Paul talking about non-intervention in a Republican debate, that also really only speaks to the people that already agree. It might pull a few people in, but it's not the place to go. Where we've had a great deal of success, it's kind of like Ian was mentioning, the State House with the hearings. When the hearings are done in the state of New Hampshire, you know, every bill gets a hearing, a public hearing, and any member of the public can show up and speak at the public hearing. And the only requirement is that you be able to walk up and say what your name is. That's pretty much the requirement.
Yeah.
And it's at that point that if you're able to speak very carefully, very clearly, very quickly, very concisely, not bore people to death, which is the biggest problem, and not infuriate people, and come off as credible, responsible, and someone that could be agreed with, even if you maybe don't agree with their philosophy, if you can agree with someone on just this one little issue, and if that happens repeatedly, and they start to get to know, oh, there's that guy. I mean, that was, you know, I started doing this. God, it felt so ridiculously awkward. I mean, I should be at work, or I should be doing something else, but I'm here in this room, and is it okay for me to be here? But if you spend time there and you become sort of just a known quantity and they know who you are and you're speaking intelligently and giving them information as opposed to just opinions, what's great is if you can give the representatives, because very often if it's a bill that's not one of these huge bills like, you know, marijuana decriminalization or, you know, life or death issues, but if it's a fairly small bill, that they just really don't know which way to go and they just want information. If you can be a reliable source of useful information as opposed to, well, I think this or I think that, that doesn't really, that's not that useful. I mean, it's nice. It's good to know what the public thinks, but, you know.
Ask this. You think, generally speaking, and this is a big generalization, that these people value information over, like, allegiance to the party or the voting line of a party?
It depends. It depends on the issue. Like I say, the way to really start is not to start on one of the issues that is deeply emotional, that people have deep personal identification with. I mean, you know, you're basically libertarian or you're anarchist or whatever. If someone has an opinion that marijuana, should be criminalized and is a scourge on the earth that must be stopped at the expense of our liberties, a person who has that kind of an idea that is radically different from yours, you're going to push away on them. You're going to turn them off immediately. If the first interactions you have with them is they're just giving you information about some other issue that's not deeply emotional, that you don't deeply identify with, then when they come along and talk to you about, you know, whatever it is, the evils of marijuana, whatever, you just put yourself in the opposite person's shoes, it's a lot easier for you to internalize and be receptive to their message. And I guess the point I'm getting at is, it is a matter of wearing down over time, but it's also a matter of being responsible and not just spouting off your libertarian opinion and assuming that because you're correct that everyone else will see the value. It's just with logic, with examples, with showing things from history, and yes, giving the philosophical and moral arguments as well. Over time, not letting any one issue or any one meeting or any one vote be your crusade, the hill that you're going to die on, just knowing that you're going to be here tomorrow and you're going to be here next year, and people's minds do change.
All right, well, I appreciate the information. It's something that I'm trying to be more open-minded about. So thanks, Dennis.
Dennis, thanks for the update. Great news. New Hampshire House voting overwhelmingly to end the death penalty and decriminalize cannabis. Thanks for the update tonight from the State House. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, get interactive on the site, lots of different ways to do that. We've got a webcam, for instance, which is tied into the same page as our chat room, so you can go watch and listen to the show, as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners all at the same time, all for free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. You know, I talked about how Free Talk Live is kind of a social bookmarking site, meaning that you can submit content to Free Talk Live and then vote it up or down. Another great site to get liberty-oriented news is freedomsphoenix.com. You can go there, and that's a kind of a different site. They've got an editor who approves a bunch of different interesting stories and editorials and opinion pieces, and they've been doing it for a long time over there. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up for their daily dispatch to keep up to date with all kinds of great liberty-oriented news. That's freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at freedomsphoenix.com. We're going to continue here. Brett is here from School Sucks Project.
Hey.
SchoolSucksProject.com is the website. It is a radio show, podcast,
YouTube, forum.
Lots of community there. You've got a pretty decent community of listeners there.
Yeah, I just started one of these Facebook groups.
Ah, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea.
And is it something where anybody who's a fan of the show can join?
Yeah, it's an open group right now. Mm-hmm. It's at a good size, like a lot of diehard people, a lot of people I invited. Maybe around 300, and
nice.
We'll see where it goes from there. I mean, we have a fan page that has, 6,000 something people on it, but.
And is the group linked to from schoolsucksproject.com?
Yes, but.
Or if you search for
School Sucks Project on Facebook, you can find the group, and if you have something to say about the show or the issue of education or the opposite, which is school, that's a good place to do it, because I know you guys have to deal with a lot of school horror stories on this show.
Sure.
We don't do that too much on my show anymore. We used to do it a lot back in the day, but if people have stuff they want to share, that would be a good place to do it.
Awesome. Very cool. SchoolSucksProject.com. We're going to go to the phones, and then we'll talk more about the homework issue here in a moment. But first, we go to Jason in Colorado Springs. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jason.
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to know what Brett thinks, and also Ian, is the best strategy to privatize the public schools. I already agree that the homework is too much, so I don't want to talk about that. But what is the best best strategy to privatize public schools into the free market?
Well, that's an interesting question. You mean from their existing form, using the same buildings and the same personnel, but doing what Ian talked about earlier, turning control over to the teachers themselves?
Well, I wouldn't use the term privatize, personally, because...
Dirty word these days.
Well, when you use the term privatize, it evokes certain preconceived notions. Like, for instance, when you talk about privatization, it usually means that some company is brought in, some sort of politically favorable company who's buddy-buddy with enough politicians to make it their gig. They come in, they take over operation of whatever government service or product that we're talking about, and then, in a lot of cases, proceed to ruin it or screw it up, and that way people can point at that and say, see, you guys, this privatization stuff doesn't work. So I would keep away from that terminology, and if you're going to use anything, I think marketize might be a little bit better, but even then, that probably still has baggage attached to it. I would just stick to describing what the plan is, and I don't necessarily think Jason was going to propose what I was. In fact, he was just asking, I think, a question. But what do you think, Jason?
Yeah, I see it as, there's a couple different, methods. You could vote to defeat all school bonds, you could try to abolish the property tax, or you could try to take over the school board or some combination thereof.
Well, I think all of those actions to me sound a little bit forceful, and this goes back to the political conversation we were having in the previous segment. I think to see significant change in anything, you have to be able to win people over, and I think that's going to be a slow and gradual process. Mm-hmm. And I don't see myself as fighting the state or fighting public school or fighting the Federal Reserve. I think all those institutions are entirely unsustainable, and they'll take care of themselves. You know, I'm just trying to do what I think a lot of people are trying to do, is to show people what liberty looks like. And there's some people who, you know, come here or wherever they are, and they participate in counter economics. I talk about what I think real education is, and hopefully that will attract the people who want to learn more about real education and do it for themselves. I really don't care much what happens with the public schools. I hope that's not too much of a cop-out answer. But
well, I think it kind of is a cop-out answer.
Okay.
Because, look, I support what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I support talking about, you know, doing your own education at home, unschooling, homeschooling, alternatives to whatever the system is providing. I support all that. I support persuading people to remove their children from government schools and go with some sort of alternative. I think all those things are fine things to do. But even though, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a fairly large school system with approximately $63 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money for a town of 25,000 people.
Yeah.
With, you know, some of the people from outside of Keene. So probably it's more like 50,000 or something that may possibly be dealing with the school system. But it's still a fairly large amount of people. They spend around $14,000 or $15,000 per pupil, which is a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, I come from Florida where they were spending $7,000 per pupil.
Yeah, most private schools were probably about half that per pupil, too.
Private schools have a large range, but
schools
can definitely
average.
Do it for less. They can definitely do it for less. So let's say you're successful with getting people to pull their kids out of the government school. Those are individual success stories, right? You're helping people. That's good for those kids. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But the government school system, they're actually admitting that their enrollments are down.
Yeah.
There are fewer people coming into the government school system, but yet the budgets continue to go up. So while you're right, Brent, that it is unsustainable for the future, I mean, the taxes here in Keene are ridiculous. I mean, it's the highest tax rate of all of the towns and cities in New Hampshire, as I understand it, if not one of the top two. It's up there. And it's not getting smaller. And the taxpayers, you know, they just keep shelling out. They don't know what to do about it because the kind of the teachers' union and the people that work for the schools, they run the game. They come into all the political kind of arenas that they can, like this deliberative session that you referenced earlier where we had about a dozen Liberty people show up.
Mm-hmm.
We were significantly outnumbered by the teachers who were there, and then they numbered in the 90s. So these people continue to vote for a larger system, and that those votes get passed on to all the tax-paying people. And unfortunately, we're not to the point where people who pay property taxes are ready to have a revolt. I mean, they're just
But
they're not willing to put their house on the line, and most people can't because they're under a mortgage, and the mortgage demands that they pay all the taxes and follow all the laws. So how is that going to change? How is withdrawing people from the school system going to end the school system? One thing doesn't seem to be connected to the other.
Well, I know it's a cynical answer, but it's going to get darker before the dawn, you know, and that's a fact. And you know, there's a lot of scary scenarios to contemplate, but I think what will probably happen in Keene, I'm just extrapolating from the observations of watching, you know, about an hour of the footage of this school board meeting that took place a few weeks ago. They are going to continue. The government has one tool, right? The use of force, essentially. I mean, that's their main tool. Maybe they have a couple auxiliary tools that go along with that, but government uses force. So when there's a problem, it's like, well, how can we raise taxes? How can we use more force to get more of what we need? The problem with the schools generally is like, oh, this doesn't work. How can we do it, more of it, more forcefully?
Mm-hmm.
So taxes in Keene, you know, are going up. That's my prediction for the years to come. And it's driving
people
out.
It's driving families away. It's driving the people that we need in Keene away from here.
And what I think is ultimately going to happen if that doesn't change, and I don't know how it changes, you're going to have a Detroitification.
Yeah.
Of a lot of these.
Well, look, Detroit's still got a pretty large government. I mean, there's a lot of people that have left Detroit, but their government's still going. I mean, they're still there, and they're still taxing people. Sure, there's people who've abandoned their homes, and they can't get tax money out of those homes anymore, so certainly their tax revenues are down, I'm sure, over the years, but the government's still going strong, the unions are still there, and they're still pushing to have the state exist. It's not like, you know, the loss of hundreds of thousands of people has actually destroyed the state in any way, shape, or form.
But what's happening in places like Detroit in the Midwest is government, who clearly, you know, I mean, this is still going to take some time, I think, but government is appearing to be a lot more like a gang,
mm-hmm.
you know, than in a place where everything is functioning better, you know, like, say, New Hampshire.
Sure, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get to have teachers appear as though they're a gang.
Well, I'm just saying that that's how people lose faith in government, by seeing it for what it really is. And yeah, that requires some darkness before the light, I think. So, I see this as a very long, long process.
Sure, sure. And politics is a long process, but I don't think it should be ignored. I mean, again, we're only talking about 100 people that went to this this deliberative session. All it would take would be 100 Liberty people to show up in Keene and get active inside the system, and you'd have a huge impact. So, Jason, the best answer from my perspective is to move to New Hampshire. More coming up.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
NeoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. NeoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, NeoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightSideBend.com. That's www.BrightSideBend.com.